One more time, Simon Chaf Ches. We're up to Halacha Gimel. Before we go to Halacha Gimel, I want to finish up some of the Shorim Mitzvah Halacha. Let's start with Hey. On the bottom of the page, that's on page Kuf Samach. Okay. Page Kuf Samach. Halach on the bottom where it says Hey. A person cannot write a Sefer Torah. There's a mitzvah for every person to write a Sefer Torah. We discussed yesterday, we discussed the Kitzur, Bizman Hazeh. Many places can say there is no mitzvah Bizman Hazeh. We're not Bikim, Bechaseros, Liseros. Another reason why Bizman Hazeh there's no mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah is because we anyway do not learn. The purpose of writing a Sefer Torah is to learn from the Sefer Torah. We do not learn from Sefer Torah, we learn from printed books, and therefore Bizman Hazeh, the mitzvah does not apply. However, of course, it's not a bad thing to do, it's a nice thing to do, and you can become the mitzvah by filling in a letter, or by purchasing a letter, or by hiring. If you cannot do it yourself, you shall hire a sefer to do it for you, who knows the halachas. So here it says in the halacha, hey, sachal a sefer lichtov sefer Torah, b'shal shuvas hilachas halachas katanas, demakam shenoysim sachal a sefer kach v'kach l'chol daf, osur lehas sefer lasois osios gedolos, kidei lehishtaker yoyser. That's pashut. You're hiring a sefer, and you're paying by the column. So therefore, he'll write a very big letter, so he'll have more columns. Does anyone know how many columns are on a Sefer Torah? About, I think 200. No? Columns. Right, so there's about the stand. Today everything has been standardized. Today in the standard column, there are about 200 columns. I don't remember exactly about that. There are different Sefer Torah, have different number of lines. So you're not allowed to go and make up your own, have your own... it's also to oisios gedolos. If oisa kein gezelu, rak boy shiltov oisios beinonios. Okay, today everything, and we discussed many times, everything in the safras industry today pretty much has been standardized, and it's just there are some variations, small, medium, large, and so on and so forth. But it's a ksavari, ksabes yosef, ksavilish, svardim. But I'm just talking about when the Seferim today, 99% of them do not do their own sirtut. They go to the shop. Well, they have special people that specialize in preparing the cloth, and the cloth comes ready-made. It comes ready-made with the lines etched into the cloth. So you're not deciding how big your Sefer Torah is. They come pretty much in three sizes. They come the full size. They come a medium size. Say it's very popular. It's a little bit smaller. And there's a very small size. Very small. That's also become very popular by some people. There's a very small one. It's pretty much. Then you can have special order. Say from the one special. Then for Megillah. Megillah is much more variation. If you want to have Megillah, so that's already a popular gift item. So they produce. They manufacture. They manufacture. The sefer has to do it. Do sirtut.
Figure out what he would make today. A computer maximizes the
everything, power. Right? It's all been standardized. So let's now go to halacha of mashil lachem to lend. It's a mitzvah to purchase svarim and to lend them. Don't be stingy. Lend out your svarim. Mashil lachem. I am shal shus Maria Halevi. Biyachas shachay leseis sefer Torah bebeis haknesses kam shem viata rotsu lekabel chazor misham ulesita lebeis haknesses acheres. We did this yesterday, right? We did this yesterday. Okay. Let's start halacha gimel. Halacha gimel. Chayiv adam lina kavod gadol b'sefer Torah. You have to give a sefer Torah an enormous amount of honor. Kavod gadol. Umitzvah liyachil makam is a mitzvah to designate a place. To designate a makom for the Sefer Torah and to give that makom kavod. For lo yaro kinegas Sefer Torah, it's forbidden to spit. Today, it's not common among us, but not so long ago, shuls had spittoons and people would commonly spit. You're not allowed to spit in front of a Sefer Torah. For lo yechol Sefer Torah below mitpachas, you're not allowed to touch the parchment of the Sefer Torah with your hand. You have to always touch it with a talus. Haroye esan. Now, before we go further, we know that when a person takes a Sefer Torah to a base, we discussed many times. Person takes Sefer Torah to a Beis Avel. The most important thing in the Beis Avel is to designate a makom to have an Aron Kodesh. It's not proper to take a Sefer Torah from a shul and to keep it in your house and it's talis. That's not called yichud loy makom. The people, there's a minhag that you should lay in three times. I heard him rise and speak on this. That's only a minhag. It's a hiddur. We mentioned, we learned it also passing in the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch in the Pesukei Teshuvos. That's a minhag. That you should lane three times, but it's much, much more important that you, the Sefer Torah, should have an oron, miyachid loy makom, a real oron. people they focus on the tefel and they forget about the ikar. They take a Sefer Torah to their house in the talis, they put it on a shofar in the corner, and they're very makbid to lay in three times, but they're not makbid that they should provide for the Sefer Torah in Oron. They got their priorities wrong. It's much more important that you should bring the Sefer Torah to an Aron, have an Aron for the Sefer Torah, then you should lean from the Sefer Torah three times. Leaning three times is the icing on the cake. Next, you have to also, you know, let it spin from the Sefer Torah, you know, hold it when it's Aron. Now, Seferim, of course, are not makbid on this, because when a sefer writes, it's impossible not to touch the parchment. So this halakha is only when the Sefer Torah is complete and you're leaning from the Sefer Torah, you don't touch the Sefer Torah by the parchment. But the sefer, of course. And what about when you do Hagba Galila? When you do Hagba Galila, and this is the cloth goes and falls down, it's getting ruined, you have to pick it up. Are you allowed to touch the parchment with your bare hands? So the truth is, Me'ikra Din, yes. This halakha, that you're not allowed to touch the Sefer Torah Arum, is only when you're leaning. When they're leaning from this, you get your aliyah, they show you the place, you kiss the makom with your talis. When you're leaning from the Sefer Torah, then the kedusha of the Sefer Torah is in its intensity. But when you're not leaning from the Sefer Torah, then me'ikar hadin, there's no prohibition to touch the cloth. We're machmir. It's a very nice thing that when they do hagba and the cloth is falling, so you want to pick it up, so you pick it up with the talis. That's a very nice thing to do, and you should do it. But if it's really getting out of hand and it's not working, there's no harm if you'll use your fingers to take the parchment and to pick it up to make sure that you can close the Sefer Torah in a proper way. The Iker Hakpada is Bishas, the Sefer Torah is open. Next, Haroya is a nice Sefer Torah, Tzorch Lam Lefanav. When you see a person carrying a Sefer Torah, you have to stand before the Sefer Torah. Actually, connects the Sefer Torah, the Mokom to its place, or until you no longer can see it, either until it reaches its Mokom, or you no longer see it. The same halach when it comes to a Talmud Chacham, your Rebbe. When your Rebbe comes, you have to stand until your Rebbe reaches its place, until you no longer can see Rebbe. If he's not your Rebbe, person not your Rebbe, as long as he passes outside of your Dalet Amos, you can already sit down. But if it's your Rebbe, you have to remain standing for a longer period of time, and that same covenant is given to a Sefer Torah. Or based on Knesset, Shabbashah, Shemotzina, Renachlis, and Sefer Torah, Mitzvah, Lechol Misha, Veris, Lefonev, Lelavoisa, Ad Mekoyma, to escort it, Vechen, Magviva, Goylel, Yelchul, Lavoisa. So this is very interesting, is that the person that does Hagba and Galila should make it their business to escort the Sefer Torah back to the Aron. The average person in Shul, it's not always possible. If you're in Shul, it's very crowded, and you're going to, everyone in the Shul is going to run to the Sefer Torah to escort it to the Aron HaKodesh, is going to be a stampede. It's not exactly going to work out very well when you have 100 people trying to occupy the same exact Dalit Amos. So it doesn't work. But at least there are select individuals that should merit actually escorting the Sefer Torah to its makom, and the Kitzur says, who should those people be? The one that gets Hagba Galila. So the next time they get Hagba Galila, remember that you should be the one that escorts the Sefer Torah with the Baal Tfila to the Aron HaKodesh. Let's take a look at the Shalom Mishnah Halacha, Halacha Zayin. Kavod gadol b'sefer Torah minik kishnoisim sefer Torah lebeis hakneses boim lekroisa im sefer Torah atoros asher heim lebeis hakneses. It's mamash referish to Birkei Yosef. I once had an argument about this. This is the halacha. Chnos sefer Torah. This is the proper thing to do. It's not just tam. It's the proper thing to do by chnos sefer Torah is all of the other sifrei Torah should come out to be taken out of the aron to welcome, to greet the new Sefer Torah. It's brought down in the Birkei Yosef. I didn't know this, because I was by Echnas Sefer Torah, and they were not planning on doing this. And I asked the person in charge. It was a small scale Echnas Sefer Torah. I asked him why. You know, he said, we don't need to do it here. This oil in here, it's not important. So I said, it's the right thing to do. That's what we always do. So he listened to me. He did it. He went and he told people to go to the shul and to take out all the Sefer Torah and to come in Mekabel upon him to the new Sefer Torah. But I didn't realize it's not just a minik. He brings it down. It says a minik. It's brought down to the Birkei Yosef. It's unbelievable that that's the proper thing to do. I mentioned a couple of times also this minik I swear I like very much, and I already convinced a few people twice that it should be done, is by the Achnas Sefer Torah. Let's say it's the middle of the winter. So what color are the Sefer Torah, the mantle and Yoshul, what color are all the Sefer Torah? Blue, red, green, you have some exotic colors, exotic things. I mean, on the Yom Noroim, it's white. If you go to your shul now and it's still white, the gabbai is in trouble. By now, by Parshas Lech Lecha, no excuses. No excuses. It should have already been changed. Some shuls are very lazy. They don't change it back until Vayera, Chayesara, until they get around to changing everything back, to change it back. So I told you this a few times, is that the new Sefer Torah, the Achnas Sefer Torah, you should put on the mantle from the Yomim Noiram. Assume that it's ready. Sometimes it's not, it's ready. It's a Kala B'Yom Chupasa. So when you come and you bring the new Sefer Torah to the Beis HaKnesses and all of the other Sefer Torah, Makabel Panim, you right away can recognize which one is the new Sefer Torah. The new Sefer Torah is dressed in white. It's like a Kala B'Yom Chupasa. I saw this many years ago as a little child, and it made a very strong impression on me. I've not seen it since for many, many years. And then when I was involved in Achnas Sefer Torah, and when I was able to put in my 2 cents, I suggested this, and it was the response was, it's very interesting. We'll think about it. And sure enough, when I came to Achnas Sefer Torah, the Sefer Torah was dressed in white. So someone actually listened to me. And then when I went to another Achnas Sefer Torah, not so long ago, about a couple of months ago, I was there, they had on display, everyone was writing the letters. It was a very beautiful Achnas Sefer Torah, and they had on display the new mantle, both the blue mantle, it was blue, they made a blue mantle, not a green or a yellow or whatever, and the white mantle was on display. And I suggested to the Baal Simcha, you know, I told him about the Seminuk, and I said, why don't you do it? You know, when you do Hagbuk Lila, and you're going to march in the street with the band, this is a large scale. Hachnas Sefer Torah, one put on the white. And I told him the whole thing, the whole Shtickle Torah. So he said, very interesting. Let me ask my wife. True story. True story. So when you say to a woman, it's Kala, B'Yom Chupasa, that's a sure win. Okay, you're gonna win. When you say it to a man, you know, a man, they don't really understand these things. So the wife liked it very much, and sure enough, I even have on my cell phone. You know, I'll show you later. I think I have a picture of that Achnas Sefer Torah, not of his wife, of the Achnas Sefer Torah. Do I have it here, or do I took it off?
Actually,
let me see if I have it here. I'll show it to you. I already took it off. You know, these cameras, they get filled up very quickly. The memory. Yeah. No, I took it off. I used to have it here. Okay. So that is, it's kedai to remember here the Birkei Yosef. Next time you look at the Sefer Torah, tell the people it's a Birkei Yosef that you're supposed to take out the other Sefer Torah to greet the new Sefer Torah. Now let me take a look at what it says here in the Piskei Tshuvas. In the Piskei Tshuvas, halacha gimel, number 12 here, that says, you don't have this, I'm reading to you what it says here. Two members. Umitzvah liyachei leimakim. The asr lishtamish b'mokim hanocha sefer Torah l'shar tashmishim v'afil l'tzrech mitzvah g'lanich b'serech talas l'tfil l'shar sefer kodesh. The makim that you designate for the sefer Torah, you're not allowed to use for anything else. You're not allowed to put your talis in the aron HaKodesh. You're not allowed to put their tefillin. You're not allowed to put their tztok or the pushka. The Aron HaKodesh is miyuchid for one thing, for the Sefer Torah. Some people do this.
It's
on the bottom. It's shelves on the bottom, on the side. But the Aron itself, you're not allowed. Aval Keser Sefer. Really, it's a good Sefer. Piskei Tshuvas is unbelievable. Aval Keser Sefer Torah, Ushar Tashmishim Hameshamshim Es Sefer Torah, Mutar Lo Niach Sham. And one more thing you're allowed to put. This very interesting thing we discussed, actually, before we learned by Rosh Hashanah, we learned Minhagim B'chinoy Hagim L'Hatzniyah Sham HaShefarais. It's an unbelievable halacha. The only exception that you're allowed to put in the Aron is the Shefar. Why? I don't know why. But that's the Kaf. This is the Chavis Yoyer. Mekor Chaim. The Chavis Yoyer. I don't know where it comes from. That's the only exception. In some shuls they do this. Old probably the old type the old. timers, they know something for such a thing. You put the shofar in the ark. But you don't have to put a pushka. I once saw people put a shamus. He puts
that's
the pushka.
Really,
but if it's miyuchid, it's miyached the safe for the ark, for the safer, it's not pushka. A very big problem the Arishals have is Nevi'im. Today it's becoming very popular to put Nevi'im. He doesn't discuss it himself. I don't know what the answer is. L'chari, you're not allowed to put the Nevi'im in the Aron Kodesh. They do it. So I once asked the Gabbai in a certain place to put Nevi'im. He says to me, because we made it Tanai. I don't know if you can make it Tanai. I don't know if such a thing works.
Is that Metama?
No, that's food. That the Sefer Torah is Metama Yadayim. That's a separate thing.
Sefer Torah is also Metama?
Yeah, sure. Sefer Torah is Metama Yadayim. You have to wash, if you touch the cloth, you have to wash. We have to wash your hands. Anyway, it's on a gave it's one. We have chuma, but mikra adin, it's metame yadayim. Yeah.
When I was a kid, they had the Nevi'im.
Yeah.
And they had the safe. They had the spot over here and a separate.
A separate arm. Yeah. Here in the old shuls, in the old nice shuls, they have a separate aron on the corner of the shul from the Nevi'im. They have this very nice one in Borough Park. What's the name of it? Kirzner shul.
B'nai
Yehuda. You go to B'nai Yehuda, you go there, it's a big, beautiful shul. They have there on the corner, beautiful mini arons for Nevi'im and Ksuvim. I think they have two. And the old Bialystok, I don't recall. Bialystok, I don't think they don't have it. They don't have it, not that I recall, but in some of the old fancy shuls, you see this. A separate aron. You're not supposed to put, it appears, the Sifrei Nevi'im and Ksuvim in the part of the aron where you put the Sifrei Torah. They put it on the bottom. The bima. But unfortunately.
Not just when they had the Nevi'im.
I don't know, you have to be ma'ayin if it's really proper what they do. They do this. I've seen it. Where I daven on Shabbos, sometimes, half the time, I go there, I divide between two places. That's what they do. All the Nevi'im are in the Aron Mamish. In the Aron itself. I'm going to ask the Gabbai again. He's going to tell me, well, we have no choice. There's a teeny little place, so there's really no. So what? So
the
song. What?
They're not so hard.
The Nevi'im are very expensive. The whole set of Nevi'im costs double. They are. If you buy for a shul a whole set of Nevi'im today, it's double the price of the Sefer Torah. There are a total of about 400 columns in a complete set of Nevi'im. And there are 200 columns in the Sefer Torah.
Seven,
so that means
seven sets of Atzichayim and 7 months.
So you're dealing with a fortune. It's double the price of a Sefer Torah to buy a set of Nevi'im. What some shuls do, some shuls who want to do that, I know in Lakewood, where my brother Davin, so they don't have any money there, and they have some very old ones. And most of them they don't have. They have a dilemma. What if someone I wanted to donate a Yeshaya? So that's a nice amount of money. But what they want to do is they want a commission or servant to write a Sifra d'Aftarta. You know what a Sifra d'Aftarta is? Just aftars. So there's such thing mentioned in the Gemara where it's on cloth. It's on cloth. All of the haftaras of the entire year. So you're reading it from a cloth. Now, is there such an Indian to do that? Is it such a thing to lay? Do you get more credit? People like to lay on a cloth because it's a hiddur. It's a hiddur to lay from a cloth than to lay from a printed book. So is there also a hiddur in laying from cloth? Just the section of the Navi that you're using for Haftarah and does not include the entire Navi?
Is a hiddur in laying a printed Haftarah over a regular Tanakh?
That's another shayla. The Chazon Ish holds there's no hiddur. Many shuls have hakpada. You're going to read the haftarah. You take out a whole Tanakh. They have these special today Tanakh, fancy Tanakh books. They have now a new one, a very popular one. It's a very nice one, which has the haftaras, but it's really a whole Tanakh. It's a whole Tanakh. So there's a machlekes apayiskim. If there's a hiddur in laning the haftarah from a complete Tanakh, a printed Tanakh, some say yes, some say no. Some say there's no big deal. You lane from a chumash. The back of the chumash is just as good as reading it from a printed Tanakh. Some disagree. Some shuls are makbid. But I'm talking about writing the haftarah on parchment, just the haftarah. So it seems yes, it's not as good. It's not as good as reading the Haftarah from a Navi, a complete Navi. It's not as good. But it's better, certainly better, than reading the Haftarah from a printed Chumash. So it's a lot cheaper to go pay a Sefer to write. It's called Sifra d'Aftarta. It's mentioned in the Gemara. Sifra d'Aftarta is much, much cheaper than
it's not cheaper than a Sefer Torah. And the reason it's cheaper, called the Nevi'im.
No, it's not cheaper.
It is cheaper. The reason it's cheaper is because you don't need he doesn't run to the mikveh. he can make some mistakes, because as long as it's like a Megillus Esther, you
but they'll correct the mistakes. They'll correct all the mistakes. I heard from an expert, they told me it's double the price that they're involved in purchasing. Yeah. Then
for $30,000, you can get a whole set.
A whole set, but not a quality set. You know, quality
no
set.
Shaykh quality because you. Doesn't need
a better sefer, a better ksav.
You can have mistakes.
But you're going to correct the mistakes. I mean, the part of the mistakes that are not that you're not learning from. Okay, I hear what you're saying. I hear it. Right, we're not mocking.
It doesn't have
to be. Yeah, okay.
The
most of the time, when I lay in different places. I lay in, so some of the places they have neviim, very old neviim, faftara. Some of them they do, some they don't. The ones that they do, they're really bad shape. Every other letter is popping out and rubbed out. You don't need it. You don't have to use it. It's like a Megillah. A Megillah, as long as you have Rov, it is A-OK. Okay, let's go further.
Is it a Bizarion? I've seen it, especially when I was a kid. When you go Hadab Galila,
yeah.
Then you put the Sefer Torah down in a, like...
You're not allowed to. Moshe is extremely mocked on this. He holds the whole Sefer Torah. Rav Moshe says, if no one wants to hold the modern shuls, they have a holder. They have a holder to put the Sefer Torah. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, if no one wants to hold the Sefer Torah, then put the Sefer Torah back in the Aron in the meantime. It's a bizarre to put the Sefer Torah in one of those holders. That's Rav Moshe writes. And all... What?
Well, like when Yishka, when they do Yishka,
they put it on top of the beam, they cover it. So it's not being held. So that's a very good point. So why don't we hold it during, someone should hold it during Yishka?
Somebody might stand.
Or put it back in the Aron. I don't know the answer. Very good question. I don't know the answer. Because once you put it back in the Aron, I'm just talking out loud. Because you want to say Yahalalu. The Nusach Atzil is you say Av Harachamim, Ashrei, Yahalalu. And you escort it back with David, Mizmar, and Avinucho Yomar. If you're going to put it back in the Aron, you know, it doesn't make sense now to take it back and to do this. So what are you going to do? You're going to hold it? Who's going to hold it? Most people leave. Many people leave the shul. People who are staying in shul have to say Yiskar. So there's no one to hold it.
Somebody should stand by.
It's a very good question. You're not putting it in the hold. You're putting it on the beam. You're covering it. Is that the right thing to do? Look, the Minhag Yisrael is to do this. You've never been in a shul. They didn't do this.
Right.
So I don't know what the answer is.
Why do they cover it in the first place?
Because it's not a cover. It's Sefer Torah. It's a bizarre Sefer.
No, by Yisrael. Why didn't somebody just hold it?
So I don't know. That's a very good question. Yeah.
Yisker is not such a relatively old.
It's a modern minhag.
It's a modern minhag.
Yeah.
They didn't want to come and make a modern minhag with the Sefer Torah. You're putting in a whole new section in the davening.
Right. So what do you do with the Sefer Torah in the meantime?
So
ideally, you should hold it. That's the ideal thing to do, to hold it.
The one who holds it, he wants to say
Yisker. And those that are not, they're not saying Yisker, leaving the shul. So what do you do with it? I don't know. It's a very interesting dilemma. Rav Moshe says in the shuls that have the holders. I know my father's shul used to have the holder for a number of years. They had the holder. They always had the holder. They used to put in the holder and have a chain around it. And then my father discovered this truth from Rav Moshe Feinstein. My father said it's not right. And my father for many years, probably at least 10 years, he insisted that someone should hold the Sefer Torah.
Did your father do it during Yishkar? Your father had it?
No, that was on a regular Shabbos, during the Haftarah.
What happened during Yishkar?
They put on the Bima. They put on the Bima and they covered it, like they do in every shul in the world. I don't think there's a shul in the world that doesn't put the Sefer Torah on the Bima during Yizkar. And worse, they make an appeal and they make a drasha. Many shuls, they make an appeal, they make a drasha, and the Sefer Torah on the Bima covered with the talis or the mappa. They cover it. There isn't a shul in the world that doesn't do this. So Rav Moshe didn't know this. Rav Moshe certainly knew this. So Rav Moshe, during the Haftarah, and they saw these holders in some of these modern shuls, he wasn't happy with it. But this is a time-honored minhag. You put it on the beam when you cover it over. I guess that's included in the makom that's miyuchid for the Sefer Torah. Is it not? That's the place where you read from the Sefer Torah.
The mappa has a bigger kedusha than a lot of other things.
Right, the beam itself has more kedusha. Some very machmir. You're not allowed to be mezalz on the kedusha of the beam. You can't just put on the beam of svarim. Some people are very machmir on this. Don't just go pile on the beam of svarim, chumashim, and sedurim, and svarim. Don't do this.
Yeah, the Sefer Torah lays on it.
Okay, so it's saying it's the makom that's miyuchot for the Sefer Torah.
Yeah.
You want to say it's like the Aron.
This is, could be a problem with the people who put plexi on it, because when you finish with that plexi,
that becomes miyuchid. The plexiglass becomes miyuchid.
The sefer Torah, the cloth is laying down.
So that's what has kedusha. That plexiglass now has kedusha. It has to be disposed of. It has to be disposed of derech kavod. It has to be buried. It's like Sheamus. It's tashmishay kedusha. What about the bima? The bima also Chazal say has has tashmishay kedusha. Oh, but there's a mapa. So they say it's inevitable that in the career of the bima, there are going to be times when you're not going to use the map. Like on Tisha B'Av, some shuls they take it off and they put it on the palace though. But it's inevitable that you're going to use the bima itself for the Sefer Torah. I know when we used to, in our shul, we used to when we go to the Sefer Torah, we would take off the mapa. Not even because it ruins it. Because we ruined a few of them already. Because they cost a fortune. The mapa, a new mapa cost a hoinrach.
There's a new invention just came out in Israel.
It's not so new. What?
The handles have
of the Sefer Torah?
Yeah, they have ratchets on the handle.
Yeah.
You just turn it.
Really?
Just came out a half year.
I gotta see this. Yeah. I gotta go check this out.
It's so busy.
The Atzei Chaim, they have a new technique where
like a screwdriver, the ratchet that you turn.
Right.
It's built in.
But it's dangerous. You do hagba, you make sure it's in locked position. No, it's not a joke. Everyone here has a nice screwdriver where you can turn it and it's locked, or it can turn. You know that. So he's saying they put the same technique. It's a very similar idea on the Atzei Chaim, where you can easily roll it.
Yeah.
Like the thing doesn't move. I guess some technique. It's very easy to be golo. But if you're doing hagba and it's not in locked position, achmana litzlan, it's not going to be a good idea. That itself can be another reason why many people would object to it, I would imagine. Okay, we'll see. Time will tell. Time will tell if it will become popular or not. But in any event, just throwing out some of these ideas. Let's get one next halacha in the Piskei Tshuvos. One more halacha. Tzarich lamoid lefanav. When the Sefer Torah is taken out of the Aron, you must stand. Its proper thing is to stand. B'china oimid oyahoylech b'mokim l'lokim b'mezach nesl b'derech chayav latzo l'tzad latzo l'tzad Sefer Torah ad she tiskase me'enav. You have to, even when you're outside, it says, you have to stop and show respect for the Sefer Torah that is in transit. Interesting shayla. Brings up the Paiskim. What about the Sefer Torah? It's pasul. Are you mechuyev to stand for a Sefer Torah that's pasul? Okay, it's Sefer Torah that's pasul. Are you mechuyev? Different opinions. Some say yes, some say not. The Sefer Torah is an old, retired Sefer Torah, Shivrei Luchos. You do not necessarily need to stand when it's taken out of the Aron. Okay, let's go to Halacha Dalet.
You didn't finish Zion
on the second side? Okay, the Ayin Berhetev. Okay, let's go. I knew we were, I'm sorry. The Ayin Berhetev. Mm-hmm. It's on page Kuf Samach Aleph in the Kitzur Shulchanach, the handouts on the left side. The Ayin Berhetev. It shall show us Mary the Kovna. Sefer Torah Yivarech Shechayanu. Ah, when you The Akoina, a person who buys Sefer Torah Yivarech Shechayanu. The first time that you lane, when should you make the Shechianu? The first time that you lane, before you lane, from the very first time you make a Shechianu. What?
When you lane,
Monday, Thursday, or Shabbos.
The first time that you lane, before the bracha.
Anyone can make it. Let's see. The Ayin Birka Yosef Kosev Da Noigim Lovarech Shachyanu Be'ez Kaniya, the time of purchase. Uve'ez Aloysa L'Sefer Torah Goymer B'Liboy L'Haknoysa L'Tzibor. And when you bring the Sefer Torah, Uve'ez Aloysa L'Sefer Torah, when you bring the Sefer Torah, Goymer B'Libo L'Haknoysa L'Tzibor V'Oz Mavarech HaToyev HaMed. Two brachas. Okay, so you make two brachas. You make a Shachyanu when you buy it. When you buy it, and then when you bring the Sefer Torah to shul, it's aloysoi the Sefer Torah. I guess when you get your aliyah, I'm assuming that's what it means here. You make another bracha toy the hametiv. You make a bracha hametiv when it's good for other people. Shachyanu when it's good for you, and when it's good for other people. The ayin b'maram shek v'shal shul sma Hadi, shekasu linoy kabirka yosef, that you should do both. You make two brachas. A shechianu and a tomato. Or minchas elazar, kosev, shavosev, hagoin akadosh, magub es, aloysem, bepam, rishon, vachar, birch, bracha, shnia, bircha, shechianu. They made the bracha after the bracha shnia to make vachin aminik bemunkach. The ayin, b'shals, and shuvas chasam soifer. So he says here to make a bracha shechianu when you get the ali, when you finish it, when you finish the bracha. Now, and not everyone agrees with this. Let me see what it says over here. Okay, this is what he says. He brings down over here big, majorly paiskim two brachas shechianu. All I can tell you is, I remember I went to a hachnasa sefer Torah many years ago in Rabbi Reisman shul, the famous Rabbi Shul Reisman, and his drasha. He made a drasha. They had a beautiful Hachnasa Fatara, beautiful procession, the whole, and then he made a drasha, and the topic of his drasha was why we don't make a Shechianu on a new Sefer Torah. And he said, I remember his drasha, and he said the reason, because this is what he said. I have to fit this in what it says over here, a different opinion. Obviously, a different person can do different things. And he says, because the Shechianu is when you conclude an event. You come, you reach Shechianu vichimanu vihigianu. We have reached this momentous occasion. We have arrived at this. The flavor of Shechianu is when you conclude something. This is what he said. And therefore he says the purpose of writing a Sefer Torah, it's not the end. It's like the wedding videos. It's just the beginning. The purpose of writing the Sefer Torah is to learn what it says in the Sefer Torah. That's why we don't have a mitzvah b'zman hazeh to write a Sefer Torah. We learned yesterday because we don't learn from Sefer Torah. We learn from printed books. So therefore, since the purpose of writing the Sefer Torah, it's really a new beginning. So it's not appropriate to make a Shechianu. Now, I have to go back to him and show him that it says the Birka Yosef, and you do make a Shechianu.
More than that, there's a machlekes with you, between Svar and Ashkenazim, when you say Hallel, do you make your bracha, or you let the Chazan be used?
Correct.
Chabad for years.
When on Rosh Chodesh Chatzial. What about a regular Hallel? What do they do?
When the Chazan says it, you can be Yomaiti. You know.
But what about a regular Hallel? What do the Sfardim do on Yom Tov?
I don't think they ever say bracha.
They never say a bracha. Never.
Lubavitch also was not meant to say a bracha.
The Sfardim have a different.
And then this
on Rosh Chodesh.
Right, but then there's a little note in the new Siddur. That the Rebbe made, they said the Rebbe was, someone came to him with a shayla, and he says, so he said to him, if you feel excitement and ischachus when you say that, you can run ahead and make your Shechianu. The same reason Yom Ha'atzmaut or Yom Yerushalayim, if you feel excited about what happened, you make a Shechianu. When you come up and you have a new Sefer Torah, that's yours.
It's yours. Yours.
You're getting Aliyah and you're Yisrael, and you're getting a Shlishi, it doesn't make a difference. This is my I'm throwing out my opinion. And you're saying, Ashenasa Mano Teresam is a Chayon, not a Besachayonu. This is your Sefer Torah. You make a Shechianu. When you have a bris by a boy, you make a Shechianu Yerushalayim. Because it's a personal excitement that, according to Rambam.
Okay, but you have to see what the halacha says. Just because it's a personal excitement, they're different. They're
when
different.
You buy a car, you make a Shechianu on a car?
It's very complicated.
First,
buy a suit. Get out of the car. First of all, then you finance the car. If you finance the car, is it a lease car?
No, if you buy your own car, you buy a new house, even if there's a mortgage.
It belongs to the bank.
You can't buy a house when you have
Avelus.
It's still yours.
Because it's a sin. You're just
getting a loan. Avelus is different. Hayaluchud v'hayaluchud. Avelus is one category of halacha and Shechianu. Shechianu is an extremely complex miktsaya in halacha.
I had a personal problem when I had a grandson.
Yes.
And I was not going to be the Sandik.
Yes.
I bought a new talus or a new port tefillin. I put it on for the bris and I made a Shechianu.
Tefillin, you make a Shechianu on tefillin. You don't make a Shechianu on tefillin for a tefillin. A tefillin, you don't make a
talus.
I know,
I put on a talus.
Yeah.
Just to make sure. And I did a Shechianu on the begadah.
Okay, so fine, that's fine. But there's a Taisvis. Taisvis says that we don't make a Shechianu on tzar diyanuka. So right. Even though a person is very, very excited, it's mole simcha.
Mole simcha. Everyone makes a
Shechianu. Minagra, because they follow the Yushalayim has been established by the Talmidei Hagra. Minag Yushalayim is they don't follow Pesach of Taisvis. But there's more to Shechianu than your personal feelings. There are guidelines in halacha. If you're from the Talmidim of the Gra, you follow, you're in a mokoim of where they follow strict Gra, you have no choice. Even if you're not happy, you have to make the Shechianu, because this by nature is something that you should be making a Shechianu over. However, if you follow, you're not from the Minhag Gra, by a bris mila, but by and large, the majority of Klal Yisrael is not Minhag Gra, you don't make a Shechianu, because we pass like Tosfos that says it's a wonderful simcha. There's no greater simcha in the world than the birth of a child. That's the ultimate spitz. But the halacha tells us tsara d'yanuka, Tosfos. So you have to be careful. There are guidelines. There are different paiskim, different opinions, but there are guidelines to when we make a shechianu, we don't make a shechianu. This is just a fascinating topic. A sefer Torah, do you make a shechianu, a shechianu? I tell you one thing. I saw my own eyes. The Baal Koreh, where I daven, he's into making brachas. He loves to make brachas. Whenever he has an opportunity to make a bracha, make a bracha. When he lays the Megillah, he makes two brachas. Koheles and Rus, he makes a Shechianu, a Mikra Megillah, and a Shechianu. But the Rama says, you don't make, he says that he doesn't follow the Rama, he follows the Rama in different opinions, okay, whatever it is. But he personally, he's a very, purchases every once in a while a new sefer from the Nevi'im, for the Haftaras. So he recently purchased a Sefer Yehoshua. He pays out of his own pocket. He even told me what she paid for it. I don't remember. He bought the only Len Yehoshua three times a year. Len Yehoshua, Simchas Torah, Shlach, and Pesach, the first day of Pesach. Yeshua, Sefer Yeshua. You only learn Sefer Yeshua three times a year. So many shuls to buy a Sefer Yeshua, it's a very big expense to purchase. But it costs money. It costs plenty of money also. So it was the first day Pesach, and he bought, it was new, and he made a Shechianu. He made a Shechianu, and it was a very big thing. It's not so posh to make a Shechianu. It says Fesh in the Gemara, HaKoynes Sorim Chadoshim, you make a Shechianu. He made a Shechianu. Okay, good, fine. Who's holding him back? He did what he wanted to do. The Rav let him do it. He did it. But here we have this thing of making a Shechianu on Sefer Torah. I've never seen it done practically. I've not been around that much. The few times I've gone to Achnas Sefer Torah, I have not seen at any point in time a bracha Shechianu been made. I don't know. I mean, Rise and give a whole Josh that you don't. Here it's pretty clear, it's clear as day, that you do make a Shechianu. The Shaila is not only make a Shechianu, you make a Toive HaNetiv. So we have to be ma'ayin into this more. Okay, we'll stop here, we'll take a little break.